Well, hi, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study here in Studio B. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we're grateful for the time that we can come together and study your word, and I pray that you'd sink it into our hearts and that we would apply it in our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, folks, today we're going to be studying Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 10. And the whole point of this is God values us and created us for a purpose. You know, it seems everybody's interested in self-discovery today. Boy, Ancestry.com and all those different avenues on the internet. Personality tests are really very, very popular nowadays. And it's not uncommon to see your friends list either their numbers or animals of some sorts on their social media profiles. Some even justify them to take care of their behavior, show you what they're worth or what they're like. And used correctly, some personality tests can help people see their blind spots and how we can understand how to live with other people. The Bible, on the other hand, doesn't give us any personality test. It gives us something better. Scripture shows us that God knows every one of us before we were born. How cool is that? God formed us in the womb, and he did that for a unique purpose. Now, Jeremiah had no personality test in 6 BC. But questions of his identity really troubled him. He had to grapple with God's unique call for his life. And his words, God's words to Jeremiah, will help us understand who we are as God's children. Our self-discovery comes from knowing who made us, who knows us, and who calls us into his mission. So Jeremiah chapter 1, beginning in verse 4. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." Now the key word there is in verse 5 is the word formed. It means created. Jeremiah faced a very difficult mission that few of us, I think, would agree to do. God wanted him to speak hard and difficult truths to people who didn't want to listen to him. God wanted Jeremiah to know that his life and his calling and when he was born, it was no accident. You see, none of us is going to face what Jeremiah was facing. But there are many times God calls us to difficult tasks. And we need to know that it is not simply fate or some random event. God's desire to use us is a part of his specific purpose. And he had it before we were even born. In fact, before time began. Notice how God affirms Jeremiah. He said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation." This really tells us who God is and who we are. You see, I think we all know this, but it bears repeating. God exists outside of our time. He didn't have a beginning. He was not created. He is infinitely bigger than we are. Before we were born, he knew us. And he knew who we would be. He also formed us. So folks, there are no self-made people. God created and designed us because we have value. Now, our culture today has very shifting definitions of what it means to be a human. People want to debate the issue of the earliest stages of a person and the sanctity of human life. But God made it clear in his word that human life begins at conception. And he values that life. Even when it's in the earliest embryonic stages, when it is so fragile and dependent on someone else, that human being is known and valued by God. Listen to the way God assigned value to the unborn, Jeremiah. I knew you. I formed you. Before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. I set you apart. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. I mean, God's use of the personal pronouns really tells us that Jeremiah didn't have to take his first breath before he became a human. He was a human and had life when he was first conceived. Even at the earliest stages of life, Jeremiah was a full human being who, according to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, was made in the image of God. The word used here to explain that God formed Jeremiah is the same language that God used, or the Bible uses, to describe God's creative work when he said he formed man out of the dust of the ground back in Genesis chapter 2. Our work, God works with us the same way today. He forms us with precision. Every human being has full value from conception. It reminds us that we're not our own, but we were created by a loving Creator. Now listen to Jeremiah 1, verse 6. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. That sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? Isn't that what Moses said? A little bit differently. He said, I can't speak. I stutter. I'm not the guy for the job. Here's Jeremiah saying the same thing. I'm too young. I can't do that. That word young means too young to understand the meaning and purpose of life. You see, we have a God who forms us and knows us before we were born. And he didn't just leave us there when we were born. He chose Jeremiah for a purpose. But Jeremiah claimed he couldn't possibly be the person for the job because he was too young. Listen, God uses those who humble themselves. Paul in the New Testament told the church at Corinth, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. You see, God equipped him for the task ahead. He didn't make a mistake giving Jeremiah the gifts and skills that he had. You see, God doesn't make a mistake either when he gives us the difficult and unique callings that are set before us. And when we feel unworthy, ill-equipped, out of place, we can learn that truth that God spoke to that young prophet. I chose you, I formed you, I set you apart. We can be encouraged that God will be with us through the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. God promises his presence to every believer, regardless of your age or what kind of difficulties or situations going on in your life. Just as Jeremiah was not to let his age keep him from surrendering to his Creator, we shouldn't wait and wait and wait and hope until one day maybe we'll get ready and then we'll turn our lives over to the Lord. You see, being used by God knows no age restrictions, folks. The way of a disciple is to listen to the voice of God, step into his mission, regardless of our experience. Verse 9, Jeremiah 1 says, then the Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, and to plant. Now there is a mission, folks. That's a big mission. He had received a clear mission from God to preach judgment and to preach salvation to God's people. Even today, we live in an age that the Holy Spirit lives within us. And we can take comfort knowing that the same God who equipped that young prophet to speak hard truths to the nation of Israel is the same God who fills us with His power to do what He calls us to do today. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to live boldly on the mission that God has for us. Now, we don't prophesy the same way Jeremiah did, but we are still part of God's mission to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build, to plant. You see, God's new kingdom is renewing and rebuilding what sin corrupted and destroyed. This is what we do every time we use our gifts to bring hope and life to the brokenness of this world. We have the promise that God has empowered us in our weaknesses to preach Christ. God puts His word in our mouths, just as He did with Jeremiah. I know, maybe you feel out of place, or maybe you feel ill-equipped, wondering how God could possibly use you at your age or with your physical limitations. Well, listen, folks. If you are in Christ, your weaknesses and your limitations are a perfect match for His power. We're valued by God and created for His purpose. So, how do we live out His purpose? Well, we ask the Lord to show us ways that He can use us in His kingdom. And then when He does show us, we need to step out in obedience, trusting the power of the Holy Spirit and carrying out God's calling for our lives. Amen? All right. Now, next week, we're going to look at some spiritual disciplines. And I hope you'll check out Treasured Words this coming Friday about 8 a.m. or so. We'd love to see you there. And yeah, Sunday's coming. So hope we'll see you in church. Because God is good all the time. See you then.